Good morning. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come and focus on God and hear His Word. I pray that His Word would speak to you, meet you where you're at. Just pray that you would remember on this Memorial Day those who have given their life so that we can experience freedom. Life sometimes is a battle, and with this COVID stuff going on, there is a battle, but through it all we can have peace. And today we're going to look at Psalm 27 and several other psalms and glean the valuable information in them to see how we can experience peace. So if you would, join me in prayer. Pray for me as I pray for us. Father, I thank you for this day that we set apart to worship you, and I pray that we would not be distracted, that we would hear from you, not from James, and that you would speak to us through your Spirit. God, I pray that you would meet us where we are, that you would be our strength to carry on today, tomorrow, and until you call us home. So I give you the praise in advance for what you're going to do through this time. And I pray that what is done in this time would be great for your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to begin by reading the whole of Psalm 27. So if you want to grab your Bible, I'm going to begin at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, my God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. In Psalm 27, we find a man who is acquainted with God, who has many enemies who seek to destroy him, but over and over again he has professed that he is safe because the Lord is his stronghold, his strength. As we read the Bible, we find that knowing and loving God does not mean that we will have no problems. Jesus himself tells us we will have problems. The same God who led us out of darkness into light will lead us from light into darkness. You may be sitting there saying, wait, what? Did you just say lead us into darkness? Think of Joseph. He was faithful and ends up in prison. Daniel is faithful and ends up in a lion's den. God allows these things to take place with a purpose in mind that may not make sense while we're going through the difficult time. The purpose is to grow us in our knowledge of His grace and mercy. Maybe you've read the quote that says, "You will never know that Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you've got." These accounts show that the writers are still confident, even though they're in a tough time. Confidence does not mean that you don't have questions or doubts. It means that you don't dwell on them throughout the day. You're quick to put them out of your mind so that they don't distract you from seeing Jesus at work in your life, because you know who you are in Christ. There is one in this world who enjoys placing you on the front lines of the battlefield, calling you a fool for holding on to God's promises, staying true to His word, and for being a child of God. But as a child of God, you possess the ability to put the devil in his place behind you. Do you ever find yourself at the place in the psalmist is in Psalm 42 saying, "O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forsaken me? Why must I suffer these attacks from my enemies? Their taunts pierce me like a fatal wound. Again and again they scoff. Where is that God of yours? But, oh my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Expect God to act, for I know that I shall again have plenty of reason to praise Him for all that He will do. He is my help. He is my God." To get through the battlefield of life, we must be able to say, "He is my God. He is my help. I will praise Him for all that He will do. I expect God to act. I will not be discouraged." We're not to be passive. We're encouraged to be strong. We're to be fighting, taking up the weapons that God has given us to beat back the enemy's lies at every point of attack. As a child of God, we have access to the weapon that extinguishes the flaming arrows. To assume we can overtake the devil with positive thinking will serve as no threat to him. He does not fear our thinking, but he does shake in his boots and flee when he's confronted by God's written word. It is written is still the best weapon in the hand of the child of God. It worked for Jesus when he was tempted, and it will work for you and me when we put it into practice. Psalm 37, 4 through 7 tells us what we are to do. Be delighted with the Lord. Then He will give you all your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him to help you do it, and He will. Your innocence will be clear to everyone. He will vindicate you with blazing light of justice, shining down as from the noonday sun. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him to act. Don't be envious of evil men who prosper. Psalm 37 is packed full of the steps necessary to prevail in this battle we call life. To have peace, trust the Lord. The benefit is enjoying the safety He provides. Find your joy in Him. He's more than enough. He will give you the desire of your heart because you have learned to want what He wants. Psalm 50 tells us what God desires of us in verses 14 and 15. "What I want from you is your true thanks. I want your promises fulfilled. I want you to trust me in your times of trouble so I can rescue you and you can give me glory." so often. Our lives, my life, seems tumultuous because I'm busy. Turmoil seems to come when I don't take time to be still and listen. It was Jesus' custom to get up early in the morning, go to a quiet place, and talk with his heavenly Father. Then he waited for instructions for the day. To have peace, try setting a time in your busy schedule to be with God. We must remember that this is a spiritual battle. It is best to go into battle with marching orders. We need a battle plan. It's not merely keeping a stiff upper lip saying, it'll all work itself out. We need God's grace. We need his help. To receive it, we must ask. Prayer is God's ordained means of releasing his power into our lives. That power is also found in God's word. Too often, we leave it on the table. For the child of God, the Bible is an arsenal for us when we're in the heat of battle, and where we find strength and comfort to prevail. Psalm 119, 17 and 18 says, "Be good to your servant, that I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instruction." The psalmist continues at Psalm 119, verses 49 through 56, saying, "Remember your promise to me. It is my only hope. Your promise revives me. It comforts me in all my troubles. The proud hold me in utter contempt, but I do not turn away from your instructions. I meditate on your age-old regulations. Oh Lord, they comfort me. I become furious with the wicked because they reject your instructions. Your decrees have been the theme of my songs wherever I go, wherever I have lived. I reflect at night on who you are, O Lord. Therefore, I obey your instructions. This is how I spend my life, obeying your commands." We need the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know God better. Don't hesitate to ask God for help. He will give you the wisdom and the strength to persevere, no matter where you are or what you're going through. Psalm 139, 7 through 10 tells us of the Spirit. "Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." The Holy Spirit will guide you. He will hold you close. He'll not let you go. Be expectant for us to say, "Whatever will be," or "It'll work itself out," doesn't bring about peace. When we don't know what to think or how to pray, know this. There is nothing that you are going through that God is not aware of. There is nothing that you're experiencing that he has not allowed into your life, ultimately for your gain and his glory. David ends his psalm in chapter 7 with these words in verses 13 and 14. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart. And wait for the Lord. We must learn to understand that God's timing is perfect, infallible, reliable, and trustworthy. Every day, in all situations, no matter what comes your way, it is in him that we have true peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding is found in God's written word. Praise the Lord that we have the freedom to access it every moment of every day. Amen. Father, I ask that not one word or thought that has been experienced over the last couple of minutes would be robbed, killed, or destroyed by the evil one. Father, we praise you that you have an unending love for us, that your faithfulness endures forever. God, we praise you, we thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.